Jack Blum, one of the founders of Cannes Film Day, joins me this morning to talk about the National Canadian Film Festival and the day coming up on the 17th. Welcome, Tansy. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Well, thank you very much.
Why did you start Cannes Film Day?
Great question. It started as a little bit of a joke. We do screenings in high schools and in schools K-12 across the country. And there was one year, 2013. One day in April, we looked and said, oh, look, we've got an event in Vancouver. We've got an event in PEI, and we've got an event in Saskatoon. It's like National Canadian Film Day. That was the first time we just added, and it was a joke. But then we had a great poster. Cineplex said, well, if you animated it, they'd give us some space on the screen. And they asked me, what would it be advertising? And I said, National Canadian Film Day. And they said, great, sure. So I came home to talk to Sharon Corder, the artistic director. And I said, hey, we're going to do National Canadian Film Day. And she said, what's National Canadian Film Day? And I said, I don't know. That's up to you. And it ended up being as many screenings of Canadian films that we could arrange on a particular day. So that first year, there were 70 screenings. And we thought, wow, this is great. This year, there are more than 1,300 screenings across the country, including 60 around the world in 44 different countries. So it's gotten a little bit bigger than that.
You also have a website, though, that offers the chance for people to stream some films at home. Tell me about that.
If you go to canfilmday.ca, there are some special offerings that we are screening. And also, all of the major streamers and most of the television networks offer Canadian programming on National Canadian Film Day. So if you go to the website and you say, see a film, it'll show you what live screenings are close to you, but you can also watch on broadcast or you can watch on streaming. So there are a lot of options. There's really no excuses. You can get a Canadian film if you want one.
I went through some of the films that you've got listed there, some from all genres too. And I know it's like picking your favorite children, but what are a couple that you might recommend?
Oh boy. Well, first of all, I wanted to say we're particularly proud because Cannes Film Day is a very big platform for the screening of Indigenous-made films. And there's something like 400 events that are showing Indigenous features or Indigenous shorts. So one thing we're very excited about is a webcast we're doing with the legendary Alanis Obomsawin around her film, Honor to Senator Murray Sinclair. And that's going to go out to 10,000 students across the country. So that's one I'm very pleased about. We have some brand new films, which are very exciting. One of them is Rue from Quebec, about a family of Vietnamese boat people coming to Canada and making their way, which I love. But there are some anniversaries, too. And one that I very much like is Adam McGoyan's film Exotica, which is celebrating its 35th anniversary. It's a fantastic film and a kind of a classic. So that's one I like. And Mina Shum's Double Happiness is having its 30th anniversary, and that's playing in Vancouver, the Vancouver International Film Festival. So there's really too much to point to in a way. You've got to go to the website and float around.
You do. I saw that Pontypool was up there. And as a radio person, that's probably one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Definitely a radio horror picture. unique. Sharon was really going for unique voices, original films. There's so much talk these days about what artificial intelligence is going to create. And there's so much that's been created in Canada that is original and heartful and human and something to really be celebrated. And that's a perfect example of something that no machine's ever going to come up with.
When you're not celebrating the day, what are some other things that you guys are working on throughout the rest of the year?
We have our films in our schools, is Canadian film screenings in schools K-12 in French and English across the country. And there are something like 1,000 of those every year. So that's one thing we do. We also show Canadian films to new Canadians who are learning English and even some who are learning French. And we say, do that by watching a film, learning about the country. In all of these educational screenings, we provide teachers with lesson plans and resources and vocabulary and all kinds of things to help support them, because we want teachers to understand that whatever they're teaching, there's a Canadian film that can help them do it. And then our third program is called Real Opportunities, and that's one where we try to educate young people about the fantastic career opportunities there are in the Canadian film industry. And we're talking about things that people know about. Oh, maybe I'll be a director, maybe I'll be a writer, and that can be challenging, but there's a ton of jobs. When you watch a film and the credits roll at the end, all of those names represent really interesting jobs, like, you know, set decoration and lighting and grip and camera, makeup, costume design. So whatever you're interested in, there's a good chance that there's a job in the Canadian film industry waiting for you, because the industry is growing and needs people. So we have a whole program, and if you go to realcanada.ca and you look at real opportunities, there's a really robust sort of training piece around what all these jobs are and how they work and how you get to be one. Check out the quiz. There's a whole personality quiz.
Is it really?
Answer a few questions and it'll tell you what part of the film industry is most suited to your personality. It's called, I think, What Will You Be? realcanada.ca/realopportunities.
All right. And one more time, give us the website for Canada Film Day so we can go and check that out on the day.
canfilmday.ca, and it gives you lots of chances to see what people are screening across the country, find a screening near you, find a screening that you can watch on a streamer, on your laptop, on your television, on your phone. You can get a downloadable party kit where you can print out fun Cannes Film Day stuff. There are games that you can play, puzzles, and celebrity Canadians on that you can print out and have a mask on a stick. There's a whole bunch of goofy fun there.
You guys have thought of everything. You can find the link for that up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Jack, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you.